Determined Yuku strikers, we are out to win. Sam Moorcroft, Sheffield Yuku and Casualization Officer reports. With a storm of protest on social media overnight, and remarkable scenes on angry picket lines and massive protests, university, and college union, Yuku, members around the country, have ensured no backtracking in their struggle to defend their pensions. Yuku members were enraged at a proposed agreement reached at Conciliation Service ACUS and the joint statement from Universities UK and Yuku released on the 12th of March. The deal, which was a significant concession on UUK's previous decision, was still a massive cut to the value of our pensions. Strike action has forced concessions, but this was not the deal members have been striking for. Even worse, the joint statement, issued the night before branches were consulted, suggested we will call off strikes and action short of strike, and that members will reschedule teaching. That was an insult to the fantastic struggle our members have waged. We cannot demobilize a strike now when all the momentum is on our side and pickets have remained so strong. There is no point in an interim deal which is just used as a stepping stone to collective defined contribution pensions, as the joint statement suggested. But now, in the afternoon of the 13th of March, all but two of the 64 branches on strike have organized emergency meetings and voted to reject the deal, and so has the Yuku Higher Education Committee, which has met today. The big, angry, and lively protests around the country pressured the national leadership to rethink. It is clear Yuku members are not willing to cease their action for a shoddy deal, and nor should they. We have made history, waging an incredible struggle despite the Trade Union Act, and we are the first union to do so. Keep up the strikes, keep up the action. The above report was updated during the course of the day on Tuesday, the 13th of March.